"Hear the old fool talk," said Kandu, nodding to Anda. "No gallery of 22 will cut into 5 before the end of the rains. We have a month's solid coal before us. The Babuji says so."
"Babuji, Pidgey Dodgy, what do these fat slugs from Calcutta know?
He draws and draws and draws and talks and talks and talks, and his maps are all wrong.
I, Janki, know that this is so. When a man has been shut up in the dark for 30 years, God gives him knowledge. The old gallery that Tibu's gang made is not 6 feet from number 5.
"Without doubt, God gives the blind knowledge," said Kandu, with a look at Anda. "Let it be as you say. I, for my part, do not know where lies the gallery of Tibu's gang, but I'm not a withered monkey who needs oil to grease his joints with."
Kandu swung out of the hut laughing, and Anda giggled. Janki turned his sightless eyes towards his wife and swore.
"I have land. I have sold a great deal of lamp oil," mused Janki, "but I was a fool to marry this child."
A week later, the rain set in with a vengeance, and the gangs paddled about in coal slush at the pit banks. Then the big mine pumps were made ready, and the manager of the colliery ploughed through the wet towards Tarachunda River, swelling between its soppy banks.
"Lord, send that this beastly beck doesn't misbehave," said the manager piously,
and he went to take counsel with his assistant about the pumps. But the Tarachunda misbehaved very much indeed. After a fall of 3 inches of rain in an hour, it was obliged to do something. It topped its bank and joined the floodwater that was...